Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 20th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Fibroblast-specific loss of transforming growth factor beta signaling mediates lipomatous metaplasia in the infarcted heart. This study in mice revealed that fibroblast-specific disruption of transforming growth factor beta signaling leads to the conversion of fibroblasts to adipocytes, causing fatty infiltration in the infarcted heart. The findings suggest that blocking this pathway could potentially reduce adverse remodeling and arrhythmias post-myocardial infarction. This provides a novel therapeutic target to prevent lipomatous metaplasia. Article number 2. Role of A2-ARD2R dimerization and D2R bias signaling in phosphodiesterase 10A-mediated cardiac hypertrophy. This research demonstrates that phosphodiesterase 10A contributes to pathological cardiomyocyte hypertrophy through A2-ARD2R dimerization and D2R biased signaling. Inhibiting phosphodiesterase 10A may be a potential therapeutic target for preventing or reversing cardiac hypertrophy. The study clarifies specific signaling pathways modulated by phosphodiesterase 10A. Article number 3. Early antiplatelet treatment for minor stroke following thrombolysis, the EAST trial. The EAST trial, a randomized controlled trial, evaluated early antiplatelet therapy versus placebo after intravenous thrombolysis in patients with minor stroke. The study found early antiplatelet treatment was safe and effective compared to delayed antiplatelet treatment with no significant increase in hemorrhagic transformation. These results support earlier initiation of antiplatelet agents in select stroke patients. Article number 4. Post-procedural parenteral anticoagulation in patients with non-ST segment elevation acute coronary syndromes. This study investigated the association between post-procedural parenteral anticoagulation and clinical outcomes in patients with non-ST segment elevation acute coronary syndrome following percutaneous coronary intervention. The findings showed post-procedural anticoagulation was not associated with improved outcomes. This reinforces current guideline recommendations against routine post-percutaneous coronary intervention anticoagulation in this population. Article number 5. Machine learning reveals how depression influences chest pain localization and its predictive value for coronary artery disease. This study used machine learning to analyze the relationship between depression and chest pain localization in predicting coronary artery disease. The results demonstrated that depression influences chest pain characteristics, affecting its predictive value for coronary artery disease. Understanding this relationship may improve cardiovascular risk assessment in patients with depression. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.